Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Flene Di and the Wushkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who have never relinquished their hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices and the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunoshtish for your patience as we learn. Our first guests on the program today are Ed Littlefield and Wesley Mann, here to share about Perseverance Theatre's virtual holiday performances. Welcome to both of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Gunoshtish. So Perseverance has two holiday-themed shows being offered this December, Tlingit Christmas Carol and This Wonderful Life. Let's first start with the Tlingit Christmas Carol. Ed, you're in that show. You play Scrooge. Maybe you can start out by sharing, Vera Star Bard wrote this adaptation. How has she made this show Tlingit?
Well, everybody knows... Christmas Carol, right? Everybody knows that. So it's like kind of hard to change that whole storyline. But what Vera did was pretty ingenious, making, you know, E.B. Scrooge the head of a native corporation, changing some genders around to fit that. We've got a tiny Tim, a Tina instead of a tiny Tim. Little things like that. We also have native, you know, traditional topics that we're talking about inside this story. So it's just place-based theater. You know, you're like, we're trying to think about, a friend of mine said, as we're watching one of the staves over, they chatted me, they said, "Oh, that looks like me." And it was a native kid. And, you know, like that's important to have that connection, with stories as we go along. So it's things you might or might not have seen around Southeast Alaska, stories that you might or might not have heard, some really tough issues about boarding schools are subtly brought in to make E.B. Scrooge kind of the person he is now. Just lots of little things to tweak the story to make it more Southeast based.
Mm-hmm. So you play Scrooge. Who are some of the other players in the show with you?
Yeah. So I apologize if I don't have all the names on me, but I'm playing the grumpy E.B. Scrooge. I'll give you a bah humbug. And then Frank Katas did the Marley. So we've already had two staves show up. This Friday is going to be the third stave. Stacy Katas is playing one of the mother of Tiny Tina. We've also got Aaron Tripp playing not Robert Cratchit, Bob Cratchit, but Roberta Cratchit. Nathan Starbart is playing young Scrooge. So, it has the back and forth, the past, present, and future like normal. So we've got a couple double casts of their old young Scrooge, et cetera.
And do you know if when Vera was writing this adaptation, did she have certain actors in mind, like Aaron Tripp's part, the fact that the gender was switched, was that specifically because she wanted Aaron to play that part?
I can't answer for that. Actually, I don't know the answer to that question, but I would say, you know, she knew who was in or who was available. And so being a theater artist, as Wes can attest, we're all available. Like, you know, we're all ready to go. Exactly. We're ready to go. So I think, we had the pick of who Vera wanted. And, I think there was a short casting call for a couple other parts because we have some down south Indigenous people playing some parts as well, which is really cool. So people in LA, I think there's one person on the East Coast, Minneapolis, that's what it is, Midwest, in Minnesota. So yeah, I think it was just, she had it this way in her mind and she fit the cast, the character with the cast.
Mm-hmm. So. Great. And so not only is the storyline adapted to be localized, but also the music. For those who don't know, Ed Littlefield, you're an incredible drummer and a composer. Tell us about the music that you've done for the show.
So Vera actually said, "Hey, we've got eight songs. I need you to write arrangements for them." Haha, okay, great. That's no little task. I was like, all right, theater songs, they got to be pretty basic. And then all of a sudden, it was like maybe 3 days later, she's like, let's make an album. And so the album just dropped 4 or 5 days ago on Friday when the second stave dropped. And you can get that at verastarbard.com. And there's a link there, or you can just search a Thlinget Christmas Carol album. And she gave me the lyrics and we put it on. I made brand new arrangements. Which I think are cool because they're not only like Christmassy, but I also put drums in there. I put rattles. Most of the drums sounds that are in there came from my drum. So, So just a really great connection between, again, the land and the story, those two connecting.
Do you want to play a little bit of one of the pieces?
I would love to. Tell me when to stop. Cheryl, just give me a hand wave if you want to stop. It's about 2 minutes, but we can play a little bit just as a teaser.
Okay.
So this is our take on Jingle Bells, Here we go. It's called Eagle Squawks, Raven Talks.
Traipsing through the slush, getting extra tough at 10 years old. We enjoy our Alaska hikes, but it's getting kind of cold. Escape to Grandma's house, warm up with 6 shots of steam. Pilot bread butter and some jam, boy, does Grandma love me? Eagle squawks, raven talks around the Christmas tree. Oh, what joy it is to live and think it on me. Eagle squawks, raven talks around the Christmas tree. Oh, what joy it is to live and think.
That'll give you a taste of it.
That's wonderful. Where again can people find that music?
Yeah, so you can look up, it's under Bandcamp, but if you just remember verastarbard.com, she's got a link on her page, or you can search Thlinget Christmas Carol album, and it's on Bandcamp. And remember the staves, there's 5 staves, so you can watch them right now, or you can save them all up for Christmas Day, December 25th, and they'll release every Friday, and they'll be up till January 7th.
Okay, terrific. Well, we're going to transition and talk with you, Wesley. Thanks so much for being on this call as well. So you're here to talk about your one-person show, This Wonderful Life. This is an adaptation of the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life. As the one actor in the play, you need to take on playing 40 different roles. How do you approach a challenge like that?
Very carefully. Jimmy Stewart's pretty imitatable, as is Lionel Barrymore. But Donna Reed was a bit of a challenge, I have to say. One of the biggest challenges is memorizing 60 pages of dialogue as a monologue and doing it all without an audience's reaction, which is different than the theater. But the upside of that is that, you know, we're creating a new kind of hybrid theater that's more accessible to more people. And so that's the upside of it. And we're going to start recording it tonight. And it's, it's going to be on demand from the 19th through Christmas. So you can watch it at your leisure.
So with so many pages of dialogue to memorize, how long have you been working on this performance?
Well, we didn't know if we were going to be able to do it. Didn't know if the grant money was going to come in. But I started looking at this back in late October. But, you know, I really have trouble memorizing anything until I'm up around on my feet, you know, and I usually attach words to action. So we started rehearsals in earnest 2 weeks ago. And then the hilarity started with, wait a minute, what's that word again? And who am I? Where am I? What do I want? with all of that. So yeah, just a couple of weeks in rehearsal in the space with some small scenic elements. And there's green screens everywhere. So there's going to be a lot of visual stuff that's going to happen with the show too.
Very fun. So let's just talk a little bit about your acting life. You have many decades of being a professional actor. Some may recognize you from some very famous movies and TV shows. I also understand that theater is a real passion of yours. What is it about doing theater that you love so much?
You know, it's playing with an audience and exchanging the inner energy with other actors in front of an audience. Surfing through laughter is one of the greatest things ever in life. Ever, 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 ever. And that's one of the little challenges of doing this particular hybrid theater, because I'm gonna try to create in my mind the idea that maybe somebody might be laughing at something and then move on quickly. The theater, you know, this is my first foray into doing a one-person show. So, and my wife, who is directing, by the way, said to me, you know, I've seen you when you're getting ready to go to the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival, and you're very excited and you're ready to go, and you don't seem to be that way right now. I'm like, well, the things that I have discovered is that when you're on a team like that, you're each other's audience during rehearsals, and it's very supportive and very warm and fuzzy. And, you know, there's a lot less of that in this particular process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned that Leslie Ishii is your wife. Have you guys had the chance to work together like this before?
Very seldom, you know, over the course of our 30-year relationship. We met doing a production of Twelfth Night at the American Conservatory Theater, and I directed her in her one-person show that she did just outside of Vienna, Austria, in Leibniz, for an art symposium there. And another show that she and two of her cohorts who went to the World Women's Conference in 2000, show that they created for their donors called The Road Home. So I directed her in that, but this is the first time she's really directed me, other than getting me prepared for, you know, Zoom auditions like we're all doing now.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like the pandemic is offering a couple opportunities for newness to get to work so collaboratively with your wife, and also trying out when you're an actor who loves feeding off your audience and working with a big cast to have to adjust to Zoom and envisioning that people are laughing uproariously in response to everything.
Hope springs eternal. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, can you share one of your favorite characters? Can you do a little bit, a couple lines for us?
Hold on a minute, Mr. Potter. Now, you were right when you said my father was no businessman. Why he started this cheap penny ante business and loan, building and loan, I'll never know. But in the 25 years that he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself, because people to him were human beings, but to you, a scurvy, warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my opinion, he died a much bigger man than you'll ever be. That's Jimmy Stewart.
Wow, that was absolutely fabulous.
I've never done him on a microphone before.
That was just terrific. So these shows, This Wonderful Life and Tlinkit Christmas Carol, again, let the audience know where they can view your performances.
You can go to ptalaska.org for tickets to This Wonderful Life. It opens, or drops, as the kids say today, on the 19th of December and runs through Christmas. Also, we'd like you to join us on December 16th at 6 p.m., a live stream on both YouTube and Facebook for a program called Created Out of COVID, Silver Linings, and to join us for uplifting community stories about resilience.
Okay, terrific. Well, Wesley Mann, Ed Littlefield, it's been really fabulous having both of you on. Ed, it looked like you might have had one more quick thing you wanted to say.
Oh, just a PT Alaska, Tlinkit Christmas Carol, every Friday up until Christmas. That's it.
All
every
right.
Every Friday.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for the great conversation this afternoon. I'm going to close out, Ed, with your song, Here We Come A-Drumming. Okay.
Gunashtish.
Have a great afternoon.
Drumming among the snow so white. Here we come, a dancing and singing tonight. May Kosechan come to you.
And God bless you and send you Siguyi's talk. And God send you Siguyi's talk. Kayel Sago Katuke this day and always. And you at Kutek Watja during the holidays. May Kosechan come to you. Yake Atsaka Haytu. And God bless you and send you Siguyi's talk. And God send you Siguyi's talk. And for your clan and family, eagles and ravens of your flock, we wish you Siguyi's was and Siguyi's talk. May Kosechan come to you. Yake Atsaka Haytu. Send you Siguyi's talk. And God bless you and send you Siguyi's talk. And God send you Siguyi's talk.
Support comes from Alaska 529. Experiences that spark a child's curiosity and imagination can lead to big things. And Alaska 529 works to help families plan for it. More at alaska529plan.com. Save